And now, young Widder Brown. Tonight, at the home of Louise Simpson, whom she and her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, are once again befriending, Evan Brown is in extreme danger. For Louise's brother-in-law, Christopher Simpson, and his wife, Madeline, are planning to kill Louise for her money. And they believe they have locked Louise in her room, unaware that it is Ellen who crept into the house to pack a suitcase for Louise. And now the first intimation that something is wrong comes to Ellen as she tries to leave Louise's bedroom. Ellen puts her hand on the doorknob, turns it, and finds it resists her.
Well, that's strange. How did I come to lock the door? I must have been... Well, there's no key in the lock. Is it a snap lock? Does that mean I'll have to rouse the whole house to get out of here? But if it was a snap lock, it would lock from the inside. Oh, it's locked. It's really locked. Now, this is absurd. And there must be some explanation. No, it is locked. And there's no other way out, either. No way except the window. And... Oh, the telephone. I'll call Anthony, of course. The telephone. Hello? Hello, operator? Operator? Telephone is dead. I'm locked in. The telephone is dead. Someone locked me in here. I didn't do it. I'm not that absent-minded. Someone locked me in here. It wouldn't do any good to scream. If Christopher and Madeline have locked me in, they're not going to pay attention to my screaming. Why did they do it? Why? Do they think I'm Louise? And could Louise be right when she said they're planning to kill her?
And outside the locked door, Christopher Simpson, gun in hand, stands with his wife, Madeline, to whom he now whispers.
Do you hear anything, Madeline?
Not so loud, Christopher. Come down the hallway a bit if you're going to talk.
All right.
I heard her moving around the room. The doorknob turned. I wonder what made her decide to come out of her room.
You're so smart, Madeline. You said she'd go right to see...
Shut up. You know nothing ever goes according to plan. We'll wait.
Is it a trap, Madeline? Is this another plan of yours?
Christopher... You're going to pieces when it's most necessary that you control yourself.
Of course, of course.
You were so calm, so utterly master of yourself when you killed your brother.
I killed Alex because I hated him. Because he was unjust.
And Louise isn't doing just what Alex did to you? Making a pensioner of you? Robbing you of all your self-respect?
I think you hate Louise so much, Madeline, that you attribute to her evils she couldn't carry out.
Oh, no. No, you're quite wrong, Christopher. You're merely turning coward. And as far as I'm concerned, quite dangerous.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that you're becoming almost paranoid. That you're becoming someone who feels that the world is against him, that he can trust no one.
I can't trust you, Madeline. That's why I have the gun, not you. That's why I shall shoot Louise. And then I may shoot you.
Listen to me, dear. Let me try to convince you about all this. Let me tell you what's happening to you now.
I'm being humored. A very beautiful woman is terrified of me, and I'm being humored.
Really, darling, you're making no sense at all, and I... Well, I think I should just go along to bed and forget the whole thing.
And put in a telephone call? Oh, no, Madeline. No, it's too obvious. I want you by my side during the whole thing. Now, shall we go back and listen again to Louise? I wonder why she doesn't scream.
I wonder about that, too.
I wonder about the whole plan. I wonder if I really want to kill Louise. Perhaps I should marry her instead. Do you think she'd marry me?
Christopher, let's forget the whole thing. I think it would be a very good idea if we did. Look, give me the gun.
Get away from me. Don't put a hand on me or I'll kill you.
Christopher, what are you going to do?
I'm going to my room and put through a telephone call to Dr. Loring. I want him here. I have a plan.
Christopher, don't wave that gun at me. Don't call Anthony. If he comes and sees you like this, he'll have you committed. You're inviting it, Christopher.
I'm calling him just the same.
No, no!
I will. Hello. Get me Dr. Anthony Loring at the hospital. It's an emergency. Tell him Christopher Simpson is calling. And bring me back when you get him. Come, Madeline. We'll go and listen at Louise's door again. Perhaps she's gone to sleep.
Yes, Christopher.
You know, it's pathetic that so much money was left available to such worthless people as we are, Madeline. I think the will reads that at the end of the family line, on the death of Alex and me, without issue, the Simpson money goes to charities. How very fine of me it would be to speed that bequest. to kill all the heirs. Louise, myself, and you, Madeline. What a great gift to humanity that would be. When Anthony Loring walks in, for example, to find Louise dead, you dead. Now, should I kill myself? Or wait until he comes here, then kill him and then myself? There's a nice point.
Christopher, stop it. Stop talking like that, darling, please. You frighten me.
But you've always frightened me, Madeline, dear. So surely it's my turn. You frighten me by your coldness, your complete faith in the dollar, your devotion to wealth and the creature comforts.
Christopher, please.
But this is my night of power, Madeline. I can be more powerful than my brother Alex ever thought of being. I can be stronger. I am stronger. I'm stronger than anyone, Madeline. Listen. Do you hear anything through the door, Madeline? Do you hear Louise in there? Do you?
And at Health Center Hospital, Olivia McAvoy, the superintendent of nurses, pauses a moment outside the door where Dr. Anthony Loring is resting after performing a serious operation. Now she knocks and opens the door.
Anthony.
Hello, Mac.
Oh, you weren't asleep. Good.
I was reading, as a matter of fact. Is there anything wrong with my patient?
He's behaving beautifully. I've checked twice myself, and just now, when I got this message for you, I asked again.
Why don't you get some rest, Mac?
Oh, I can rest all day tomorrow. I'm off duty. Anthony, there was a call from Christopher Simpson, an emergency. He says to call him back. I certainly hate to bother you about it, but I'm sufficiently disciplined to know I shouldn't take a chance.
Well, there couldn't be an emergency over there. No reason for it at all. What's Christopher talking about?
I don't know. What time is it? After 1 o'clock in the morning. Yet the operator said it was urgent.
Oh, well, hand me the telephone. I'm sorry they had to bother you.
That's not important. I'll get the number for you.
Christopher's going off on one of his emotional tangents again, Mac. I'll begin believing what Louise says, that he's mad.
Hello? Get me Mr. Christopher Simpson at home, Edith. And put the call here to Dr. Loring in 508. Thank you.
Well, I expect I shall have to make a call on the Simpson household, so I may as well put my shoes on.
Anthony, you should go to bed. You really should.
Mac, dear, you know perfectly well when people step over the boundary line between being a patient and being a nuisance. Whichever way they step, the doctor is still obligated to appear.
Wait. Perhaps he doesn't even want you to appear. Oh, I wonder if the world has any idea of what the medical field uses for sleep. Usually it's coffee. Ah, your call, Anthony.
Loring speaking. Yes, Christopher? Yes? What is it? Speak a little louder, will you? There seems to be a poor connection.
He probably forgot he called you and went to sleep. You just like him.
What was that? You do? Well, that's fine, Christopher. I'm glad to hear it. You mean now? You want me to come over now?
What in the world?
Well, it so happens I have a pretty sick patient that I'm standing by for, and I... Christopher, what's the matter? Who's with you? I thought I heard someone. I didn't, huh? Well...
Anthony, now don't be taken in.
Well, I'll tell you what, Christopher. Suppose I stop by in an hour or so. How's that?
Anthony, don't be foolish.
I'll see you, Christopher. Get some rest meantime. Good night. I'm not being foolish now, Mac. I'm afraid I may have been.
What would you mean by that?
Something's wrong over there, and I think it's Christopher. I feel very definitely that it's he.
Well...
Perhaps Louise wasn't talking nonsense after all when she said he's really mad. Perhaps it's just as well that Ellen and I didn't let Louise go back to her house. I think I'd better get over there now, Mac, just to check.
Well, if you think he's mad, take someone with you. One of the young interns.
Oh, well, he's not that bad. Christopher has ideas of power right now, so I'll just indulge him. But Madeline is with him. That is, I think it was Madeline I heard. I think she tried to interrupt him or something.
But Anthony...
Mac, I think I'd better check. I think I'll just get over there and see what's happening. I won't be long, Mac. Take care.
What will the outcome of Anthony's visit to Christopher Simpson be? Will he be able to prevent a tragic occurrence and save young Widow Brown?